And now, cutting through your typical media nonsense and offering you a rational and unbiased perspective on current events and life in Tampa Bay. He's a successful entrepreneur, published author, top listing agent, a real estate and finance expert that goes to bat for you every day as a consumer advocate. Your host and the consumer quarterback, Brandon Rhymes.
Yes, welcome to the Consumer Quarterback Show, helping you win in any marketplace. We always want to make you more street smart as a consumer out there. And we do that by bringing on all of these awesome expert contributors, great guests and experts on the show daily to help you understand your buying decisions, making you more street smart here on the Consumer Quarterback Show. Save our hotline number. At some point, you may need it. We'd love to connect with you. You know, it really makes our day when you reach out to the hotline and we get to have those conversations. We had an uptick in calls last week and really appreciate that. 727-263-3707. You can call or text 727-263-3707 online at CQB Show on Instagram at Brandon Rhymes 1. And of course, the YouTube channel, over 2,000 videos now on the YouTube channel. So make sure you're subscribed, Brandon Rhymes Realty at Brandon Rhymes Realty on YouTube. And we've got a great lineup for you today as well. We've got our mortgage expert contributor, Tom Ryberg, with DK Mortgage coming up on the Consumer Quarterback Show. We're going to talk about a U.S. housing market stalemate, some interesting topics and stories coming out of the news there as well in the mortgage space. Sam McCown as well, Coach Sam McCown, Executive Coach Sam McCown here in studio as well with me. We're going to talk about some of the things that he's been seeing in his business and also how the volunteering is potentially down from what he's seeing and how relationships can help you win in business and beyond. So we got a great lineup for you here on the Consumer Quarterback Show. Before we do, I always like to feature our real estate listings to help our sellers sell fast and profit more on their real estate properties. 1312 Edgewater Beach Drive in Lakeland. This is a gorgeous waterfront home in Lakeland, Florida. 3,000 square feet, 4 bedrooms, 3.5 bath. You got a 2-story home on Lake Parker. You got a private pool. You got a boat dock. No homeowners restrictions as well. 1312 Edgewater Beach Drive, Lakeland, Florida. Wood-burning fireplace in the living room. Beautiful pool, deck, and fire pit. It's move-in ready. Beautiful property on Edgewater Beach Drive, Lakeland, Florida. 3704 Berger Road is one of my favorite listings right now. This is a mansion that we just listed in Lutz, Florida. 10,000 plus square feet, 9 bedrooms, 12 bathrooms, no CDD or HOA fees. You got an indoor pool area with a full bar and an oversized deck. This is a gorgeous home. You got to see it to believe it. Full tennis court, library, movie theater, sauna, 2 master suites, a grand balcony, and more. 3704 Berger Road, Lutz, Florida. One of our hot listings from the Platinum MVP team at Keller Williams Realty. $2.4 million listing from the Platinum MVP team. You can see all of our listings at platinummvpteam.kw.com. Yeah, I'm racing my glass to those saving our ass overseas. That's right, raising our glass to those saving our ass overseas. Thanks to our troops out there. Thanks for our veterans. And Sam McCown, welcome back in. I know you have a special place in your heart for our veterans out there, our military.
I do. Do you know what today is the anniversary of? It's May 2nd, 2011.
Oh, wow.
Osama bin Laden was taken out.
Oh, wow. Okay. Nice. Okay. Very cool.
I just had to look up something different because I didn't have a quote for you today.
There you go. Oh, there you go. Hey, that's a good one,
though. You know, our hat's off to the military. We have it's kind of funny, especially some of the guys who have retired. We have several of them in the church who are on our safety and security team. And,
yeah.
And then you just sit back and listen to the stories that they have to say and the stories that they tell. And then the frustrations in dealing, you know, they still have to deal with the federal government.
Yeah, exactly. The federal government, bloated, oversized, out of touch federal government. The out-of-control government spending by Biden and extreme Democrats. United States debt has increased to $31 trillion. That's more than the entire U.S. economy. This level of spending is unsustainable, caused inflation to soar, and Congress can't keep spending recklessly without concern for heavy financial burdens. And I think that's kind of taking us where we were talking pre-show. You know, these heavy financial burdens that people are facing today, we're seeing it come out in a lot of different areas, the food pantry, the volunteering, Sam.
Yeah, I mean, when you look at the amount of money the government's spending on various programs, and I'm not talking, you know, like Social Security and things like that. That's something that you and I both paid for, right? But when we're talking about all the money that's going overseas, and it doesn't matter where it's going.
Right.
But we can't take care of the home front. We have a food pantry out at the Harbor Church. We're out on Racetrack Road in Odessa. We have over 100 families come out every week. So you look at where we're at. We're in Odessa. So you got Odessa, Keystone, West Chase, right there, Citrus Park. 100 families. So that's around 400 people a week that we're feeding. Three out of our four primary deliveries are dried up.
Wow.
Because they don't have the funding right now to buy the surplus food,
right,
to buy the government surplus food to bring out to these food pantries. It's not just us.
Wow.
It's not because we're a church. It's not because the outfits that we deal with, they don't care. They want us to take care of people.
Wow.
So, you know, donations are way down, and there's not much we can do about it. They can't get the money from the government that they were getting.
Yeah.
It's going all sorts of different places.
Yeah, it's challenging, man. Challenging times. You know, businesses are laying off people. You have, you know, and we also saw the move, too, going all the way back to, you know, Obamacare when it hit, right? I mean, a lot of people were full-time, but they went to part-time to avoid having to pay certain expenses, certain medical. So, the economy's not good. We saw Bed Bath & Beyond cutting jobs. Tech sector's been cutting jobs. You have last week, I posted on my Facebook page, Brandon Rimes PA, 12.9% vacancy rates. That's the highest ever recorded for commercial real estate properties.
Wow.
The highest on record, 12.9%.
Well, you drive around the areas that we live in, and you see it.
Yep.
You know, you see it there, and yet some of the places are still building.
Right.
And so you kind of wonder what's going on there. But, yeah, people, they can't make it.
Yep.
And the way the government's going right now, they are not concerned about you and I, entrepreneurs, people who are running their own business, people who have decided that they want to support this economy in ways that the government can't, and that is to help people.
Yeah.
And it's frustrating. I look at so many business people who are struggling, can't make it. They can't hire because there's just not the quality employees out there.
Right.
I saw a sign, right? This guy put a sign on his business and sorry, we're closed today. But two of our employees decided that they were not what did he use? But basically, he called them snowflakes, right?
Yeah.
And we all know what that means. And so, and then he put now hiring, no millennials, only boomers may apply.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know,
work ethic.
It's not there. It's not there. You know, and that goes back to when we, you know, you didn't keep score in a t-ball game. What do you mean? You've been out in center field for 20 minutes now and you've seen 10 runs go across the plate. You're losing. You're getting beat, you know. And and so we've allowed that to happen.
Yeah.
That's the problem, Brandon. We've allowed that to happen.
Yep.
And throughout our society, those of us who have firm beliefs need to start sticking up for them, standing up for them, and not worry about the consequences. We may get deplatformed.
Yeah.
So you find another platform.
Right.
You know, we may get, if you say the right things, the IRS is going to come after you. So,
exactly.
I mean, it's government overreach when you get right down to it. And the problem is we need to stand up for what's right.
Right.
What our beliefs are without hurting others.
Yeah, absolutely. No, yeah, and you're right on point. We're talking with Sam McCown. He's an executive coach here in Tampa Bay. If you're looking at coaching for your business or coaching for different areas, I'm going to let him describe exactly the types of coaching that he does. But I've known Sam for a long time. He's very involved in the community, and he does a great job. We hear great feedback from him as well. So, Sam, tell us a little bit more about what kind of offerings you have, what kind of clientele you might be looking for.
So right now I'm working with a lot of folks who they're not making ends meet. I am a preferred coach when it comes to personal and business finance. I can help people do their budget so that they know where all their money is. You know, most people don't know where all their money goes. At the end of the month, they come to me and they say, hey, I have more debt than I have money at the end of the month. Well, that's because you didn't do a budget. I also work with some leadership and sales folks. I really enjoy working with people who want to learn. You know, only about 3% of us in business, Brandon, actually we'll hire a coach. We'll hire somebody to come in and help. And it doesn't matter. you know more about your business than I know about your business.
Right.
But I'll work with the mindset. I'll work with the things that are within about 20 minutes with a person, figure out where their mind is at. And that's 90% of most people's problem. It's all, you know, all between the ears.
It really
and,
is.
And once we get that squared, rent doesn't matter if it's budgeting, if it's leadership, if it's sales, if it's professional speaking.
Yeah,
it all boils down to what's going on between the ears.
Yeah. Yeah. The mindset, the motivation, you know, the models that you have. I teach that class called Win with Sellers.
Yes.
And it's one of the very first slides that we get to. It's mindset. You know, you ask Gary Keller, founder of Keller Williams, you know, you ask any agent, it's mindset. So how do you do that? Is it positive self-talk? Is it affirmations? Is it is coaching, I'm sure, part of that. But what's your kind of tips when it comes to those things? Because when you're in sales, you get beat up sometimes.
Yeah. No isn't a four-letter word.
Yeah.
And if a salesperson thinks that no is a four-letter word, then they don't know how to go for the next no until they get two or three, and then they get some micro agreements. So you get one micro agreement, you're on your way.
Yep.
All you need is a micro agreement. Everybody goes for the big close.
Right.
You know, the ABC, always be closing.
Right.
Well, maybe not.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it may be ABA, always be asking.
Mm.
You know, let's, and the mindset side of it is we go in looking at, if I sell Brandon today, that commission is going to be $10,000.
Right.
So Brandon is a dollar sign.
Right.
He's not a person.
Mm.
And get out of the business.
Right.
If you're in sales and that's how you look at the guy walking on the car lot or coming into your real estate office or coming to me and you see dollar signs, please get out of the business because you're destroying it.
Yeah.
And that's the – we all talk about used car salesmen because that's what they looked at. You know, a sales leaderboard is the absolute worst thing an organization can put up there because everybody's looking at that board. I'm not at the top. I'm not at the top. What do I got to do?
Mm.
Well, you got the wrong mindset when it comes to your clients. Wrong mindset when it comes to your customers.
Yeah, I like that. ABA, always be asking. Because if you're asking what Chris Voss with Never Split the Difference talked about, the hostage negotiator guy, he always talked about calibrated questions, right? Mm-hmm. So who's in control of a conversation, the person speaking or the person listening? Well, the person listening is because they're formulating that next question to take that conversation where they want it to go.
Right. And that's part of the problem. We did a training at the chamber here on listening and active listening, and most people don't. Most people, when in a conversation, they are looking to make a comment. 17 seconds is the average a person will listen before they're ready to comment. Well, you don't have all the information that you need.
Exactly.
And you're right. The person who's listening, formulating, ready to go to the next question, it doesn't matter what the industry is. You know, we did a sales class down in Jupiter, Florida, and we had top salespeople in every category. It was his first time there. He's a real estate agent. He says, you know, I don't know how I can translate this into my real estate business because, you know, real estate's different.
Hmm.
Well, it is and it isn't, right? It's sales.
Right.
It's relationships. And those, obviously, you and your company has great relationships just because you can see it in the results. You can see it in the sales.
Right.
And the relationships drive the results.
Yes.
You have bad relationships, you have bad results. You have good relationships, you have good results. I mean, it's pure and it's simple. And everybody overthinks it.
Well, I want to ask you about Coach Wooden when we come back.
Uh-oh.
We're going to take a quick break. But Coach Wooden, he was able to get the most out of his teams.
Yep.
And I know you, that's one of your favorites. I want to ask you about that when we come back. Also, I want to talk about this new out of the World Economic Forum, the evil World Economic Forum. Nearly 1 in 4 jobs are set to change over the next 5 years as a result of trends, including artificial intelligence, digitization, green energy transition, supply chain reshoring, and according to a new report from the World Economic Forum. I want to ask you about that when we come back. More with Sam McCown, executive coach here on the Consumer Quarterback Show, online at consumerqb.com.
This is Work Done, and you're listening to the Real Estate Quarterback Show, hosted by my man, Brandon Rimes.
To get in touch with Brandon, call 813-917-1894, online at consumerqb.com.
I want to give a special thanks to Satellite Phone Store. They just hooked me up with this beautiful satellite phone. And it's a gorgeous phone. It's a great device. It's a safety device as well. Think about it. If you're out on the boat 40, 50 miles out, maybe you're going hunting or you're going hiking in the woods somewhere, you run out of cell phone service, or who knows, maybe a possible terrorist attack. It's not like our politicians aren't entrenched in all this stuff going on overseas, all over the place, all over the world. Could be a terrorist attack. They could attack the power grid. They could attack the cell phones. Who knows what they're going to attack next. SAT123.com/REQB. SAT for satellite. SAT123.com/REQB, like real estate quarterback. So please support this wonderful sponsor for the show. And this is something you want to think about. If you haven't done that before, this is almost as important as having your AR-15s, your handguns, your concealed permit carry, and all of the ammo that you can buy. These are pretty important. Anywhere out in the world, if I'm on a boat, if I'm out in the woods, wherever I'm at, as long as I'm outside and I point this satellite phone towards the equator, I've got service. I've got geolocation. I can let people know where I'm at. I can send text messages, and I could drop a pre-described message to any of my friends in my contact log. And then, you know, hey, help will be on the way. SAT123.com/REQB.
You're listening to The Consumer Quarterback, Brandon Rimes, online at consumerqb.com. Brandon is Tampa Bay's number one consumer advocate for real estate and financial advice. Call Brandon today at 813-917-1894.
All right, welcome back. Brandon Rimes here. I'm your host of the Consumer Quarterback Show. We're powered by the Platinum MVP team at Keller Williams Realty. Also, Livian Coastal Elite is our new brand through Keller Williams Realty. Really excited about a lot of the growth around the team and our radio and TV show. 10 years on air now, celebrating 10 years in August. Really excited about that. And we've got Coach Sam McCown in studio. We're going to jump to him in just a minute. We're going to talk about Coach Wooden, the legendary Coach John Wooden. Before we do, I'd like to feature a couple of our hot listings here to help our sellers profit more, sell faster, featuring our listings live on air. 3413 Lake Palermo Road in Waimama. This is a great opportunity to own a beautiful home. This is an executive-style home here in Waimama, Florida. 3734 square feet, 5 bedrooms, 3.5 baths. You got a Mediterranean style home located in a gated community, open concept, gourmet chef's kitchen, wraparound patio, private pool, hot tub, and an outdoor kitchen. Beautiful home in Hillsborough County, 3413 Lake Palermo Road. Also have 100 acres for sale in Orlando. This one's on Pebble Creek Court in Four Corners, Florida. Orange County, Osceola County, 100 acres, $13.1 million listing of mine. Prime development opportunity. Excellent location for a short-term rental community. You're 10 minutes from Disney, Universal, SeaWorld, downtown, and more. Pebble Creek Court in Orlando, Florida, 100 acres. And reach out. We'd love to talk to you. You can see all of our listings at platinummvpteam.kw.com. This is God's country. Yeah, reach out to the hotline as well, 727-263-3707, 727-263-3707. 07 and online consumerqb.com. Let's see. Okay, so Sam, talk to me. When you think about coaches in modern day and then of course historical, Coach John Wooden, he's got to stand out. What's his record for how many wins in a row?
And way too many. Yeah. I grew up on the East Coast and he's UCLA and it's like way too many. Like, yeah. Wasn't it? I can't remember how
nine,
many,
or, ten nine or 10 championships. Yeah. It's coming to my mind. Yeah. I think
it is an insane number. But you know, even then, he thought outside the box. So what he wanted to do was get the best out of his players. So he would bring guys in and shoot the basket. Just, you know, shoot from wherever you're comfortable. So he would watch them and say, okay, this guy can shoot from this corner real well. This guy does this real well. This guy does this. Then he would play to the strengths. Mm-hmm. Okay, and then he had some really strange things he would do on the court. One of the things they'd do is they would pass balls, not basketballs, different size balls. You're standing in a circle and you don't know what the next ball is. Mm. So you just have to be prepared to and it did a kind of a synchronized thing. So you had to be prepared to catch it and pass it to the next guy and just keep going. It wasn't throw. It was just keep going.
Yeah.
So got to be a challenge. You stop and think about his size. If you ever see a picture of Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and John Wooden, it's like total mutton Jeff.
Discrepancy there.
But he could think outside the box. He could look at a player, talk talk to a player and figure out where the kid was coming from.
Yeah.
He had a heart for the relationships.
Yeah, exactly.
He didn't see a championship in Kareem Abdul-Jabbar when he came to play for him. He saw the individual, and he saw the potential, and he saw what he could become.
Yeah.
And he supported him. He came to UCLA as Lou Alcindor. Mm. He didn't, when he changed his name, didn't criticize him. He cared about the man.
Yeah.
Cared about the man.
Right.
And that's what good coaches do. They care about the person. A lot of my clients have become friends over the years.
Right.
So they still try to get some free advice, but you know.
There you go. We're talking with Coach Sam McCown here on the Consumer Quarterback Show. So we kind of teased this story out of the World Economic Forum. The jobs are transitioning, you know.
Yes.
Intelligence, artificial intelligence, digitization, green transformation, supply chain reshoring, according to this new report. The report, which is based on a survey of over 800 employers, said that they also said that the global markets are set for a new era of turbulence as clerical work declines and employment growth shifts to areas such as big data analytics, management technologies, and cybersecurity. So there's supposed to be a creation of 69 million new jobs by 2027. That's going to eliminate, they're going to eliminate 83 million positions with a net loss of 14 million jobs. So it's kind of.
Yeah, that doesn't sound like good economic news.
We're on the precipice of some crazy stuff, right?
Well, you know, people look at things like AI, you know, ChatGPT. It's open source for writing some things. Well, if used properly, it can be a benefit. Mm-hmm. And everybody, you know, if it's used improperly, yes, it's going to be an issue and there'll be plagiarism and all that kind of stuff up and down.
Right.
But, you know, people have to really step back and think, especially when it comes to green energy. Live in an area where there's 150 windmills out there, which I did in Wyoming.
Yeah.
And, the wind's blowing. But the windmills aren't going. Well, the wind's blowing too fast.
Oh.
And they have no way to dispose of the fan blades, no way to dispose of the blades.
Right.
They're not biodegradable.
Right.
So, and they only have like a 10 or 12 year shelf life.
Right.
And they're killing bald eagles.
Yep.
In Wyoming anyway.
And whales off of the coast too.
Yeah.
Did you hear about that one?
Yeah, I did. And it's crazy. But what, what do they use to keep the windmills stopped when they can't go? Yes, they adjust the blades and that stops it to a little bit. However, they have to have a break that is supplied by electricity, that is supplied by a fossil fuel plant.
Right.
I mean, come on now.
Yeah, look at Texas a couple years ago, too, when those malfunctioned and people died.
Yeah.
People died in their homes.
Yeah. So, and, you know, we talk about all these costs. Now, I did read an article the other day where the administration just says, well, we don't know if we can really move to all EVs by this date. Now, not that it was big news like it was when we were told by this date, you know, we're all it's not feasible.
With Al Gore back in the day. Like,
oh, goodness gracious.
You know, 10 years. I keep pushing that 10 years back, don't they?
Well, we should all be underwater, according to Al Gore.
Exactly.
You know, especially here in Florida, you know, with everything.
True. Yeah, absolutely. So 30 seconds back to you. How do you want folks to connect and where can they find you?
So on the web, it's SamAndRitaLive.com. That's the name of our company. It's Alive and at Peace Coaching. Sam at Alive and at Peace Coaching.com is my email, or 813-379-9008. And if I'm not here, like, you know, the phone's not here, so leave a message.
Repeat the number one more time.
It's 813-379-9008.
And the website one more time.
SamAndRitaLive.com.
SamAndRitaLive.com. Sam, always a pleasure having you in, man.
Oh, I enjoyed it. Always enjoy coming in, Brandon.
Excellent. Absolutely. All right, taking a quick break. Coming back, Tom Ryberg, DK Mortgage in the house. We're going to talk about what's happening with the U.S. market, things locally, and also a macro look as well with Tom Ryberg here coming up on the Consumer Quarterback Show. Don't touch that dial. Follow us online at BrandonRhymes1 on Instagram, Twitter, Gitter, all the major sites out there. And we'll be right back here on the Consumer Quarterback Show, ConsumerQB.com.
Thanks for listening to my daddy's show. Please make sure to send him all of your real estate deals and subscribe to the Consumer Quarterback Show podcast on iTunes and Spotify, or check out our YouTube channel. Have a blessed day.
To get in touch with Brandon, call 813-917-1894. Online at ConsumerQB.com.
You're listening to The Consumer Quarterback, Brandon Rimes, cutting through your typical media nonsense and offering you a rational and unbiased perspective on current events and life in Tampa Bay. Online at ConsumerQB.com.
Welcome back. Brandon Rimes here, Consumer Quarterback Show. Tom Ryberg in the house, DK Mortgage in the house. We're going to talk with him about the state of the housing economy here coming up. Also, loan level price adjustments. You guys have heard about that. You probably saw a little bit about that on social media. Higher credit score borrowers getting dinged, in a sense, to help out some of the lower credit score borrowers. $40 on the mortgage rate, or the loan payment, that is. Hot listings here before we jump into that. We got some properties here in Tampa Bay I'd like to feature. Some new listings here. 16188 Cortez Boulevard in Brooksville. This is one of our vacant land parcels. We've got about a dozen or so vacant land parcels that you can build and develop here. 1.37 acres here on Cortez Boulevard in Brooksville. This is a prime location. You can build a business. Great opportunity for retail, dining, etc. High traffic area, excellent visibility and exposure to the area at 16188 Cortez Boulevard in Brooksville, Florida. One of our hot real estate listings from the Platinum MVP team. 3058 Mildred Drive in Palm Harbor. This is one of my favorite listings. It's a beautiful home. It's a cute home right here on Lake Tarpon. You've got canal access to Lake Tarpon, private boat dock, 1,380 square feet, three bedrooms, two baths. You've got a spacious corner lot, no homeowners association, open concept kitchen with granite countertops, wood accent walls, screened in patio with a pool, a private backyard pool, and right here at beautiful Pinellas County, 3058 Mildred Drive, Palm Harbor, Florida. You can see all of our listings at PlatinumMVPTeam.kw.com. All right, Tom Ryberg, welcome back, sir.
Hey, good to see you.
A lot in the news lately.
Yeah, another crazy week. A lot of good news, bad news, depending on your perspective. And a lot of, I guess, inaccurate news, right? We talked a little bit about those loan level price adjustments, and the media and social media just kind of took off. So I thought it'd be a good idea to clarify some of that.
What is the clarification? What's the misconception? What's the clarification?
So loan level price adjustments have been around for years, right? Mm-hmm. So you have a base rate, and then if it's a second home or an investment property, you have adjustments. If your credit scores are below 740, you'd have an adjustment depending on your down payment. And they've fluctuated with these adjustments over the years. So the recent news was that the adjustment for people with lower credit scores is less aggressive than it used to be, and people with higher scores, it increased. So the bottom line is, the spin that was put on it, and there's some truth to it, is that they're subsidizing people with lower credit scores by the people with higher credit scores. Mm-hmm. Now, the part that I want to make very clear is you are still better off with a higher credit score. Mm-hmm. It's just the advantage of that higher credit score is less of an advantage now than it was a month ago. That helps.
So they're adding 40. The story, the way that I read it, was they added $40 to the whatever payment it was for the 680 borrower. And then if you take that out, extrapolate that over 360 months, 30 years, that's about $14,000 and change. So it's almost $15,000 over the life of that loan.
That was one example. Yeah. So I think we always talk about planning, right? Yep. Don't just decide, hey, I'm going to go buy a house. And then you find yourself under the gun to try to figure out what kind of mortgage you want, because more than ever, down payment, credit score, all of those things matter. And there's no simple answer. The answer is going to be different if you're a first-time home buyer and if you make a moderate income compared to a subsequent borrower who maybe makes a lot of money.
Yeah.
And maybe has a big down payment. So all those factors matter. And you really need to imagine a jigsaw puzzle, right? So you need to get the right pieces in the right place in order to optimize and get the right product.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And then, here's another story. It's talking about a stalemate, right? The stalemate that's happening in the U.S. housing market. Mortgage applications in March were up 10% compared to February, according to the Mortgage Bankers Association. But there's just not a lot of inventory. Would-be sellers are reluctant to part with their homes, largely out of fear facing high mortgage rates on their next properties. A recent Realtor.com survey found that more than three quarters of sellers feel locked in to their homes because of their low mortgage rates and plan to wait until rates fall to sell. So yeah, they could be waiting for quite a while.
They could. So I think I heard a statistic not too long ago, 70% of homeowners have an interest rate below 4%. So that's what they're talking about. So March's uptick, I think, was largely due to spring buying, right? Many parts of the country, you always see an uptick in March with mortgage applications. So now that that initial influx is gone, it'll be interesting to see what the numbers are the rest of the year,
yeah,
or at least the next couple of months, because I don't see anything on the immediate horizon that suggests rates are going to come down. You're going to start to see little peaks and valleys, mm-hmm, and hopefully that trend is slowly reversing, and we've seen the worst. But
yeah,
we've talked about it. But when that does happen, you're going to see rates come down, but then you're going to see prices likely increase their appreciation, which we've already seen. You know, I think many markets have already hit kind of that adjusted low, and it was a very small pullback, mm-hmm, in prices. So, I don't know that it would be interesting to talk to contractors, but I imagine the people that have those really low rates,
yeah,
are doing more home improvements, maybe doing some additions.
Right.
I'm getting a lot of calls from people that want to get lines of credit, which I don't really do a lot of lines of credit. I'll refer them out to my banker associates and friends.
Yep.
But that's becoming less appealing. So they're able to hold on to maybe the 3% they have, but now they're looking at a line of credit,
yeah,
that might be 8%, 9%, 10% and adjustable. And that doesn't sound really appealing either.
To access some equity, yeah.
Yeah.
And utilize that to, you know, maybe buy an investment or something like that, something that makes sense. Don't utilize it for the wrong things, like some people did back in the 08 meltdown. You know, that's
for sure
something to caution. Also, another one bites the dust, too. First Republic Bank sold to J.P. Morgan Chase. Requires an exception because Dodd-Frank rules prohibit banks from having more than 10% of U.S. deposits. JPM shares of the U.S. deposit base already exceeds this amount. So another more consolidation.
Correct,
right. Bad for the people, I think, when you have these consolidation type scenarios. And then, of course, the bailout for SVB, that was bad news as well for the average ordinary citizen that, you know, if our business fails, they're not going to bail us out.
No, the old I remember back in 2008 when we had the bank bailouts, and I was very when I would hear people walking away from their home, it was really shocking to me that they were very kind of casual about it. But the more I thought about it and the more I saw it, that was exactly the message that they sent by bailing out all the banks. And
yeah,
it was socially acceptable for them, but consumers started doing it. So, you know, it's another example.
It's a business decision, though.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
And I don't, you know, as far as bank, it'd be interesting to see the numbers because they obviously, Chase got a discount on that purchase. I don't know how much of a discount.
Yeah, the big boys win.
Works. Right,
you know,
exactly.
Chase, yeah. Wells, you know the names. They win every time.
Yep, yeah. But I don't think, again, it's a good trend. But the other thing is, again, it's these loan departments making bad decisions on their high net worth clients.
Yep.
You know, you can get 5% on a 1-year CD, I saw right now. So how can you lend out money on a 3 or 5 year ARM,
right,
at 5.25%?
You're right,
not making any money.
Yeah.
So from my standpoint, I think that is definitely gone away. And I mean, I've done only, I think, 30-year fixed mortgages predominantly for the last year. As much as people want to have a good adjustable rate loan option because they expect rates to be lower, it's just not out there.
Yeah.
So
If you just joined us, we're talking with Tom Ryberg here on the Consumer Quarterback Show, local area business owner, expert contributor here in Tampa Bay, DK Mortgage, all things real estate, finance, mortgage. We want you reaching out to Tom. Get that pre-approval in place. Make sure you're working with somebody local, not the big banks. Don't support the big banks. These are the guys that took the bailout money. They took that money and they go and buy all the best real estate on the corners, the hot corners of every major city, every market. And we want you supporting, you know, these smaller local area owned companies like Tom Ryberg and DK Mortgage. So, Tom, talk to me a little bit about you know, we got a couple different sides here. You've got the owner-occupied side of real estate, up to four units. You've got the investor pool now. And then, of course, last week we saw 12.9% vacancy rate, the highest on record recorded for commercial properties.
Yeah. Well, those are all vastly different markets, and I'm probably not as well-versed on the commercial side, but I talk to enough realtors and professionals and even just putting on CNBC, you know, there's a lot of concern about commercial. I mean, it's just a huge shift in the workforce and where people are working and how they're working.
Yep.
So that, I think, trend is going to continue to unfold. And we talk about shifts and trends, you know, trends don't change overnight. So I think that trend away from commercial real estate to a large extent is going to continue. As far as investing, I don't know. I love real estate. So I probably get attracted to other people that love real estate. And you know it. You can touch it. You can feel it. It's yep. a lot better than investing in, you know, a small regional bank. You don't know what's going on
yeah.
on the other side.
Crypto,
so from that standpoint, things, you know, like no yeah. investment's guaranteed.
Right.
But I would still prefer to invest in something I have more of an understanding, whether it's just a neighborhood, a city. Yep. So.
Yeah, absolutely. It's an insurable asset as well.
You yeah, know, you can, and you want to diversify. But right. yeah, I don't think people should be afraid of real estate, even in this market where, you know, higher rates kind of plays with your numbers a little bit. But Florida, if you know, and you have people listening from all over the country, but Florida is still trending very well. People want to come here.
Yeah,
short-term as well as long-term.
Yep. Number one in net migration last year, 319,000 people moved to Florida. That puts us at number one in net migration. Dead last was California with 347,000 in lost migration. People are fleeing states like California. Yeah. You know, we're seeing that. We're seeing the blue state to red state migration, of course. You know, traditionally you'd see it more for the weather and the sunshine in here in Florida, but now it's a lot more to that equation, crime and other aspects, failing schools, especially inner cities, different areas. But yeah, so when it comes to that investment, let's go back to that investment yeah. for a moment. What kind of investor loans do you have access to?
All right. So there's a lot of misconceptions. So we talked about loan level price adjustment. So investment properties carry some of the stiffest. That's why you see those rates much higher. To minimize those, you can put more money down. So you could put 40% down. And it really makes it a little bit more manageable. A lot of people don't have that kind of cash. So mm-hmm. you need at least 15% down for Fannie Mae.
Okay.
The more money, the better. But I think that's where working with a qualified mortgage planner, where you can evaluate, you know, most people buying an investment property already have other real estate. So there might be equity. Like I have a client right now, they're buying a condo on Siesta Key, very high or higher rates because of the type of property. We were able to pull money out of her Indiana property to leverage that and get her much better cash flow on her investment. So that's one strategy. As far as investment property, you know, a lot of like first-time home buyers, you can get into a multi-unit, occupy one of those properties.
Yeah.
You can get in a two-unit for only 3.5% down with FHA.
Wow.
That's pretty sweet. So if you're a first-time home buyer and you're, you know, you're open to the idea of kind of having your tenants right next door to you.
Yeah.
That's a good way to get your you know, dip your toe into the water, I guess, with investing.
Yeah. Short-term.
And it's a lot easier to manage too, because it's right there. So
yeah.
those properties usually perform very well.
And you can do a triplex and a quad up to four units, right, Tom?
Correct.
Yeah.
There's some quirky things with those. If you go to above two units, so three and four with FHA, you have to be able to show that it's self-sustaining, meaning the rents will support that, and that can be a little bit tricky depending on your area because of taxes, increased insurance, higher prices, higher rates. So two units easy.
Two
the other
ones, easier.
You got to do a little bit of planning ahead.
Yeah, that's good stuff. Tom Ryberg here on the Consumer Quarterback Show. I'm your host, Brandon Rimes. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to talk more with Tom on the flip side here about the mortgage industry, real estate industry, and what you might be expecting next time you look at getting a pre-approval. Some of the top tips from a top mortgage broker and banker here. Tom Ryberg, DK Mortgage, coming up on the Consumer Quarterback Show. We'll be right back after this short break. ConsumerQB.com.
Hey, this is Grant Cardone, and you've been listening to the phenomenal brand Brandon Rimes, the Consumer Quarterback Show.
To get in touch with Brandon, call 813-917-1894. Online at consumerqb.com.
Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider who shares your values. They offer the very best nationwide coverage on 4G and 5G LTE networks and exceptional 100% U.S.-based customer support. Patriot Mobile offers discounts for veterans and first responders, NRA members, and families with multiple lines. Learn more at patriotmobile.com/consumerqb. That's patriotmobile.com/consumerqb. Or if you'd like to give us a call, you can reach out at 727-263-3707. That's 727-263-3707. And we'd be happy to tell you more about Patriot Mobile.
Mortgage loans are subject to approval based on program guidelines, borrower's credit, and underwriting approval. Tom Rydberg and MLS ID number 221474 and Florida number LO20395 is an agent of Dapper and Kramer Mortgage Corporation and MLS ID number 2551 and Florida MLD494, an equal housing opportunity lender.
You're listening to The Consumer Quarterback, Brandon Rimes, online at consumerqb.com. Brandon is Tampa Bay's number one consumer advocate for real estate and financial advice. Call Brandon today at 813-917-1894.
And we're back. Brandon Rimes here, Consumer Quarterback Show. We appreciate you hanging out with us, spending some time and supporting the program. We had an uptick in calls last week, so that really means the world to us. When you reach out, you engage with the show, whether you need an introduction to one of our 80 different categories, 50-plus show partners here, CPAs, financial advisors, self-defense experts, all types of great legal advice as well, different attorneys with different specializations, 727-263-3707. All you have to do is reach out, and I've got somebody to put you in touch with. 727-263-3707. All types of great home service providers, home inspectors, etc. We can definitely help you when it comes to those areas as well. And that's what we put the show together almost 10 years ago. And we want to be that consumer advocate for you online at consumerqb.com. You can submit an email form from the website. It comes directly through to me, consumerqb.com. And we've got Tom Rydberg here in studio, DK Mortgage. He's our mortgage expert contributor, all things financial related. Before we do, I want to get back into one of our hot listings here at 4404 Orient Road. Orient Road is a commercial property. We do list commercial properties as well, residential, and of course, vacant land. 4404 Orient Road in Tampa, just down the road from the casino here in town. 6,000 plus square feet. You got a well-built office building, 5 units that are currently leased out, ample parking, recently updated interior, and this would make for a great investment opportunity for you right here. Add that to your portfolio, and it's one of our hot real estate listings from the Platinum MVP team at Keller Williams Realty. And let's also look at this other property here, 6023 Beverly Drive in Hudson, Florida. This is a single family home on the waterfront, beautiful home that has boat docks. You got private boat dock, you got boat lifts, and you got access to the Gulf of Mexico. 6023 Beverly Drive, 3 bedrooms, 3 bath, updated kitchen, handmade cabinetry, 36 jet swim spa, oversized boat lift on Beverly Drive in Hudson, Florida. You can see all of our real estate listings at Platinum MVP Team. .kw.com. All right, Tom Rydberg's in the house. Tom, what are some of the top misnomers that you see? You know, when you have people contacting you, a lot of times buyers, they're kind of starting that process. Maybe it's their first home. What are some of the biggest missteps or misnomers that you see people making?
Real general one is not connecting their realtor and their lender. So yeah. I had 2 calls this weekend. Updated pre-approvals. A client was going to buy in Florida, and they totally switched directions. They bought a second home in Colorado. So I sent it to her. She forwarded it to the realtor. Realtor never called me, didn't know who I was. Mm. And, you know, every market's a little bit different. You know, it was closing like May 12th or something, or no, May 15th, which we closed. We closed quickly. That's not an issue. But the borrower, you know, the buyer wasn't aware of what that challenge would be. And, you know, you have to have faster
turn times,
yeah. Inspections and things like that. So just, you know, every bank, every realtor works a little bit differently. So it's important to, you know, make sure you set up your team, where everybody knows what the other side is doing. So that's a pretty general one. I think the biggest, you know, we talked about the loan level price adjustments. Just because your friend or family member did a particular loan program 3 years ago, it's irrelevant. So much has changed as far as guidelines and programs. Don't feel like that's the best option for you. That's another, I guess, misconception I hear.
Yeah, down payment's a big one, I bet.
FHA, a lot of misconceptions. It's not just for first-time home buyers. And with some of the changes we've talked about, FHA is a great program, much better than your conventional for a lot of clients.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, are we having any kind of non-prime, subprime lending back in the market?
Yep. bank statements, I think we've talked about in the past. That's a big one. Mm-hmm. Foreign nationals, for non-U.S. citizens, we've talked about. That is out there. A lot of them are geared towards your investor. So we've talked about fix and flip. That's just a really challenging market. I have access to those programs, but the reality is the rates are even higher. It's a more cumbersome process, but they're out there. But when people fall into those categories, I've been doing this 26 years. I have a lot of colleagues that work at banks that do some of these niche programs.
Yeah.
And I'll just kind of refer them to those people.
Right. Yeah, think about that. You know, think about the show, too. We've got Andrew Kuby, who is our commercial loan specialist. So if you are thinking about, you know, getting financing done, we've got, of course, a residential contact for you. We've got Andrew doing the commercial type loans, the SBA loans. So that's something, you know, again, we want to make sure we cover all those different bases for you on the Consumer Quarterback Show. And that's what we've done. And we've got, you know, really good programs from whatever type of loan or property type that you're looking for. So that's we want to be that one-stop resource for them, Tom.
Right. No, and I think that's important. But if you talk to a lender that says they do everything, run.
Right. Exactly.
Not a good idea, right? Yeah. Same like with the realtor that can list and sell property any place too, right? You have a great team. You have a network of people.
Keller Williams
that,
and network, yeah.
Exactly. So you're in a unique situation. Be a little leery of that. If someone says they're a one-stop shop, as a lender, because there's too many niches that are out there.
Yeah, you got those hard money guys. They're mostly like local, you know, hard money on a fix and flip projects and things like that.
And those can be great relationships. You know, the people that, if you can find somebody, and again, if somebody's thinking they want to get into that, they can certainly reach out to the show and to me, and I'll try to put them in touch with an investor that, you know, can make a win-win situation. Because if you do have that special relationship, it's better, you know, if you need cash to go to your next project,
right?
Yeah, you're going to pay a little bit of higher rate, but you're going to have the fluidity to get things done and move on to your next project.
Yeah.
And a lot of times maybe you're not paying all the same fees that you would to a bank. So they don't, hard money can be a harsh name.
Yeah.
And it runs the gamut. So
private lending.
Careful. Exactly. There you go.
We'll call it private
portfolio.
Loans. Portfolio lending.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. All right, Tom. Well, that's about our time for today, my friend. Why don't you take the last minute and just talk about how folks can connect any parting words of wisdom?
Best way to connect is cell phone. I'm pretty good about answering. 630-550-2656. Email closefaster@gmail.com. Never hurts to do a review. So I think people do a checkup with their financial advisor, their doctor.
Right.
You know, call me up, even if you really don't have an immediate need. Sometimes it's good just to kind of reassure that, hey, you've got everything kind of positioned correctly.
Yep.
And maybe you don't have a financial advisor that's helping you.
Yep.
We both know a lot of great advisors and we can kind of put them in touch with that.
Yeah,
so
that's right.
Other than that,
Well, that's a good point you bring up, Tom, is you want to make sure your mortgage guy's talking to your CPAs, talking to your financial advisor, and right on down the line, insurance, you know, these are all coming together. Your estate planning attorney, right? Is it in a trust or is it in an LLC? You want to make sure all those people know what the other people
Correct.
Are doing.
Because the advice I'm giving you as a loan officer may not be the right advice based on the financial planner.
That's a great point. Absolutely. All right, Tom Ryberg, check him out online. Closefaster@gmail.com. Closefaster. bcaster@gmail.com. I'm brimes at kw.com. And we want to thank you for tuning in to the Consumer Quarterback Show. Thanks to Sam McCown, Tom Ryberg, all of our whole team behind the scenes, Alex, Nicole, Jose, putting the show together. Please go out there and consider committing a random act of kindness and pray for our country. We'll see you next time right here on the Consumer Quarterback Show, consumerqb.com.
You've been listening to The Consumer Quarterback, Brandon Rimes. Whether it's real estate, consumer, or financial advice, let Brandon call your next play. Call Brandon Rimes at 813-917-1894. That's 813-917-1894. Online at consumerqb.com. And join us next time for the Consumer Quarterback Show.